sing unto the Lord, to God our voices raise. Let us in our most joyful songs the Lord our Savior praise. Before God's presence let us come with praise and thankful voice. Let us sing songs to God with grace, with grateful hearts rejoice. Oh, come and bowing down to God, our worship let us bring. Come, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our King. Still abides. Oh, come and bowing down to God, our worship let us bring. Come, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our King. Our Maker and our King.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to seek the answer to the question, what does Jesus mean by binding on earth and loosing in heaven? At the 2 o'clock, I should say at the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series from the book of Revelation, and he will be explaining chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. The men's Bible study will meet on Tuesday, June 9th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Kazanjian home. There is also another insert in your bulletin concerning the Father and Son breakfast, which is coming up June 20th. And if you're a father or a son, you're invited to that. And there will be additional information on that. We will be having breakfast at Pastor Tomlinson's, Pastor and Mary Tomlinson's home. And please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled for this afternoon, and the insert for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 44, and Can It Be That I Should Gain?
Thank you.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 222, There Is a Fountain. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 452, My Savior's Love.
For prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come in the presence of the living God, and we come because we have access to the throne of grace through our high priest, the Lord Jesus, who was pleased not only to be there and sacrifice himself for us, but he intercede for us and bring our sinful life into the presence of God clean forever. And how thankful we are. As a church body, we are indeed enjoying the privilege of the Great Commission to go on and tell people about Jesus, not only as Savior, but also as Lord of our life. We confess to you that as a nation, the United States of America, who once had the gospel in every corner, now we forgot about the Savior who gave us the blessing. The guilty party is not the people. We have unbelievers in every century. The guilty party is your church, who became an imitation of the world. And so, Father, have mercy on us. Turn every pastor in our town, the next town, and the town that follow, to the Word of God, the Bible. Let the pastor share the Word, not only in salvation, but also in lordship, showing the people what you request and you demand from us, helping the people that in love to you, they should please you. And so our life will change, and our nation will change. We are commanded, O Father, to pray for the authorities, and certainly we do so. For our President, Obama, that in his discernment and in his very difficult job, he may lead this nation by the hand of the living God. You speak to him, talk to him, turn around him. Help him to be not what we want to, but what you want him to be. And our nation and the world will know what God can do. Protect our vice presidents, our senators, our House of Representatives. When I listen to them, Father, seems to me that they have little respect of you. But you can change them. Father, we trust you. Because here is the heart of our nation. And now, Father, very soon we're going to have another judge. And so, Father, we pray for Sotomayor. That her heart be in tune with you. That the fear of judgment be under the admonition of the Lord. Lord, the Bible is very strong on presidents and kings, but the highest standard is required of judges. And so, Father, help this young lady to know that we are praying, that she be submissive to you and do the best to stand for the Constitution of our great country, who is still the best. Thank you, Father, for giving us a church that can preach the gospel, not only here, but everywhere else. We thank you that on last Wednesday night, we received a call from New Mexico requesting a song to be placed here. Lord, thank you that we have no idea how many people in how many states are listening to our broadcasts and our teachings in the afternoon and the evening and the Wednesdays. But we do so not to become the largest communication center of a church. We do so because we want people to know, let's go back to God and fear him and walk with him. That's what we want to. And so our broadcast, our tape ministry, our television, whatever we do, it has only one goal, that many people, one by one, will come to you and surrender to you and live with the glory of God in their heart. And as we can get as many Americans and people who live in America to glorify you, then we get back America to the track where America is supposed to be. It is difficult. Sometimes people tell me it's impossible. Well, the Bible said three times, nothing is impossible with God. We need to start with ourselves. And so that's why we are here. Today, and this is a very special day, we are thankful for our missionaries. Carol and Ruth Knott, Father, he quickly sent me an email. He got his car back. Now he has a payment to make. And then on the next hour, he opened an envelope from our ladies. And he said in a letter, I pay my debt. We are 7,000 miles away. And we were able to say to a missionary, you are one of us, and we care for you. Ladies of the church, thank you. Thank you for that gift of love to our missionary. Father, for Eusebio and Marisa Perez, the same. They need to see his son ordination. And then had no money to go to Puerto Rico from Spain. Then a check that was before kept and sent was sent to him from our Christmas gift. And he paid the ticket and he was with his son. Oh, what a church we have. They encourage our missionaries to trust in God. For David and Denise Roth, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano, Marta Peretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, for the Christian Athletic Association, for Daniel, who is flying at this moment from New York back home, for my daughter Miriam, thank you, Lord, that you spared her life. She had tremendous pain, and in 4 days she was checked, and the doctors thought that she had cancer of the liver, and she's free from that. And I thank you for giving my daughter back, Lord. And for Fred and Carol Lewis, who work and the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Lord, that this church is a fire for you, and we see the works of God everywhere. Like a man yesterday, after I preached in the conference, and the Spanish people in San Jose came to the car when we were leaving with Leo, and he said, thank you, you show me Christ in 205, and I'm free from the jail. And I thought he was in jail, but he said, from the jail of alcohol. It was a man who was drunk all the time. I try everything. I listen to you. I believe God. And now I'm free. Lord, that empowered me to say thank you for using us in the greatness of your kingdom. And now, Father, thank you for your people who gave to our church. Thank you for their gift. We need to balance our budget. We are about 8,000-9,000 behind their budget. But I'm confident that you will bring that to level because your people love you. And so, Father, we thank you for the giver and we thank you for the offering. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1075. We will be reading Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 44. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 44. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him, and put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And they went, and they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And when they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were with him, were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father and our God, we confessed our awful disobedience that made it necessary for the Lord Jesus Christ to be physically tortured by men and forsaken by you, so that we might have eternal life with you and not endure the wrath to come upon the world in the day of judgment. Mere thanks seem inadequate for your love and mercy and peace and your grace. We will praise him forever who died that we may live and for your having adopted us into your family. Help us to always respond by doing what is right, not according to the world's ideas, but according to your word. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him in his exposition of the scriptures, that we may also be blessed as we learn more of you. Also, bless those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD, especially if there be any who persist in unbelief. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please be seated?